One of the great men that ever lived went home to be with his God, Nelson Mandela. And I just want to lift up. Thank you, Kevin. I just want to lift up to you his vision, because here was a man who really believed that with God anything is possible. And I looked on the internet, and it had this title, Top 10 Nelson Mandela Quotes of All Time. And the number one quote was this: nothing in this world is impossible, and Mandela makes sure to remind us of that. And I quote, he says, it always seems impossible until it's done. Now, I want to dedicate this devotion to those who are making their covenant membership, but the message today is for all of us. There are so many people who spend so much time looking at the past. And then there are other people who spend a whole lot of time looking to the future. But I think God calls us to be present in the moment. Because I think it's in that moment that our God can do anything and make anything possible to us. And so today, I just want to encourage you. I just want to encourage you to look at what is right in front of us. Because God can do anything. Now, how do we make those possibilities possible? And I want to leave this with you. I want you to think about this. You know, the take home is that our God is a God which anything is possible in life. But for you who are coming into covenant membership today, and for you who are with us today, I think that promise becomes a promise that is given life in the moment. And so here's what I would ask you to do. I would ask you today to be a difference maker. I would ask you today, in the name of Jesus Christ, to add value to other people's lives. You see, we don't have to write a book or invent something or be on stage or be popular to add value to someone's life. It's amazing to me that Jesus Christ spent less than 3 years in public ministry. And most of the account of Jesus Christ is when he comes in contact with individuals, adding value to people's life, making a difference in a person's life. So if you believe in the God that anything is possible, you will make a difference and add value to another person's life this week. Even today. I believe we are called not only to make a difference in a person's life, we're called to be engaged. We're not called to be fans of Jesus. We're called to be followers of Jesus. There are a lot of fans of Jesus in the church. There are a lot of people who admire Jesus, who love Jesus, but who don't really follow Jesus. And I want to encourage you today to be a follower of Jesus Christ. You know, I watched a lot of football yesterday, at least between the time I was preparing for today, you know. And I realized that as much of a fan I am of football, I'm not a participant, I'm an observer. I'm sitting on a couch eating munchies while 22 guys are out in the field beating each other up, getting some exercise. You can tell I was the one on the couch, right? So I'm asking us today not only to make a difference in person's life and add value to person's life, but I'm asking us to be engaged, not just a fan of Jesus, but to be a follower of Jesus. And then I would ask us to be enthusiastic. I don't know about you, but sometimes I have a feeling people who are bubbly are people who make other people sick. You know what I mean?
because we're so used to not used to being excited about much of anything anymore.
And you know, the greatest criticism I receive in my ministry is, Pastor, you just have to cool it a little bit. You get a little too excited about stuff. Never will I do that. Because Jesus said, I come that you might have life and be bored to death. And no. He said, I come that you might have life and have it abundantly. And so that should be something that bubbles over in us. When people see us, when people encounter us, when people talk to us and are in relationship with us. So I ask only not that you be a difference maker, and I ask not only that you are engaged, not just a fan, but a follower, but I ask that you bubble over with enthusiasm as a follower of Jesus Christ. And then I ask that you be positive. We have enough of negativism in the world, don't you think? I mean, why should we as followers of Christ join the crowd? I just don't understand that. Why do we get engaged in negative talk and a negative thought in our lives? I mean, we as a class, as a confirmation journey, and in the adult class, we looked at a quote from Charles Swindoll that talks about attitude, and he says, attitude is 99% of what we are. And we have a choice every day with our attitudes. We can be negative or we can be positive. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. What a negative statement that is, you know? So I would ask not only that you be a difference maker, add value to people's lives. Not only that you be engaged, not only be a fan, but be a follower of Jesus. Not only live the abundant life and be enthusiastic, I would ask you to be positive. And to demonstrate that with other people. And then I'd ask you to be thankful. You know, sometimes we spend so much time looking over the fence where the grass is always greener on the other side. And we look over that fence and we say, man, if I had that, my life would be complete. And then we climb over that fence or we crawl under that fence and we get to the other side. And our life isn't complete again. And then we look for another fence. I would ask us to be thankful and to be thankful because the God who created us in God's image. And what matters to God, what matters to us, matters to God. And so let's be thankful people. And then, not only to be a difference maker and add value to people's life, and not only to be a fan, but to be a follower of Jesus and be engaged, not only to be bubbling over and enthusiastic about our following Jesus Christ, not only to be positive in our attitudes and our actions and our behavior, not only to be thankful people, but to be all we can be. All we can be. The scripture says, do everything unto the Lord and do it with your whole heart. I don't know. I don't know what kind of message we've gotten to people about what it means to be a follower of Christ. But I walk into some churches and I'm wondering if we really serve a God that can do anything in our lives. It's certainly not written on the faces of people. It's certainly not demonstrated in their behavior or their action or even in their words many times. But to be all that we can be. I hear so many people who are followers of Christ saying, well, let's just get it done. Let's just kind of get it over with. Let's do the best we can. Well, let's be all we can be. Not only to be a difference maker and add value to people's life, not only to be a fan, but to be a follower of Jesus Christ and be engaged, not only to be bubbling over with that abundant life and to be enthusiastic and not only to have a positive attitude and to demonstrate that attitude to others, not only to be thankful and praise God for what God has given to us, and not only to be all we can be, but also to be generous. I don't understand. It never ceases to amaze me that we have to, in the church, be reminded that we have the blessing and responsibility to give. That just doesn't make sense to me. It says God so loved the world that he gave. If that's God's nature, it should be our nature. It shouldn't be something somebody asks us to do. It shouldn't be something somebody browbeats us to do. It's something that we would want to do because it becomes second nature to give. Now, I will never apologize in asking you to give. I'm going to ask you to give this week. I'll ask you to give next week. I'll ask you to give next month. I'll ask you to give next year. Because I happen to believe that we serve the greatest cause in the world. Amen? Amen? So, let's be generous. Not only to be a difference maker and add value to people's life, not only to be a fan but a follower of Jesus Christ and be engaged, not only to show enthusiasm of that abundant life that we have and that Christ offers to us every day of our life, every moment of every day, Not only to be positive and show a good attitude, not only to be thankful for what God has given us, not only to be all we can be, not only to be generous, but there's one last thing, and I would encourage you today to be a servant. To operate out of a servant's heart. These folks who are making a covenant of membership today, They have heard it said, and I'll say it again. When you become a covenant membership of this church, you lose all your privileges. Except one. And that is to serve. This isn't a country club. This isn't a membership. This is a covenant. And Jesus came to serve, not to be served. And so I just want to encourage you today to be a difference maker, to add value to another person's life, to be engaged, not just a fan, but a follower of Jesus, to be enthusiastic, to bubble over with that abundant life that Christ offers to us every moment of every day, to be positive in your attitude, to be thankful for all that we have, to be all that we can be, to be all that we can be, to be generous, and to be a servant. I like the movie Forrest Gump. and the reason I like that movie is because Forrest had very little in life, but he made much out of little all the time. I mean, he couldn't walk very well. He wore braces. He was made fun of at school. He was slow in learning, all the way through his life. Broken relationship with Jenny, and, you know, shot in the buttocks. Oh, am I supposed to say that in church? I mean, shot, you know, in Vietnam. And yet, in every situation of life, Forrest took what he had and believed that with anything, God can make it possible. Amen? Amen. Amen.